What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining us this morning, tech reporter Mike Tobosky. As we take a look at the tech world, which Mike oftentimes revolves around AI, and you're looking into the issue of whether or not we're in an AI bubble. What exactly would that be, and why are some people concerned?
Yeah, so the concern here is that we're basically overinflating the value of a lot of these big tech firms. And in the tech world in 2025, a big tech firm usually means an AI firm. So we're talking about the OpenAIs, the Metas, the Googles, the Anthropics of the world. You could argue this fear comes all the way back from January when DeepSeek, a Chinese AI company, first hit the scene with a model that matched or bested America's best models for just a fraction of the cost. And these large language models are incredibly expensive to build and to train and to run. That's what the OpenAIs of the world say. So pretty much all of these AI companies, the divisions of Meta and Google and so on, and the standalone AI companies, the OpenAIs and the Anthropics of the world, they're not profitable, right? They run at a loss. They rely on major rounds of investing to spin up data centers and research teams and to pay their engineers. So there's kind of this concern that, you know, we're doing all of this with very little return so far. A recent MIT report found that 95% of the AI pilot programs that companies have deployed have failed to deliver any discernible financial savings or uplift in profits. That's kind of part one. Part two is this concern around a scaling paradox. We most recently saw this with GPT-5 from OpenAI. A scaling paradox is a term that comes from Oxford professor Toby Ord, who says that we're basically not making as big leaps in advancement between various generations of AI models. That, you know, in 2022 and 2023, when you went from, you know, AI model to generation two of that AI model, it was a huge leap forward in capabilities. But now we're in like 4 to 5, it's just not that much of a leap forward. And we're still spending all this money and using all this energy. So that's kind of part two of this. And then part three is comments from the industry itself. Sam Altman at a dinner with reporters recently indicated that we could be hyping up AI a little too much. He says, "Are we in a phase where investors as a whole are overexcited about AI? My opinion is yes." But of course, he goes on to say, "Is AI the most important thing to happen in a very long time? My opinion is also yes."
To me, in the latest suit, Elon Musk is suing his biggest competitors, including a company he helped create, right?
Yes, OpenAI. Just speaking of them. So on Monday, Elon Musk's AI company, this is a company called xAI. This is the company that makes the Grok chatbot. That's kind of their version of ChatGPT. On Monday, they sued both OpenAI and Apple, two of the biggest players in the game right now. And they're alleging that these two companies are conspiring to suppress xAI's products. They say that OpenAI and Apple have this partnership where some of OpenAI's models run on iPhones and on Macs and on iPads and what have you, a lot of Apple's products, and they say that this is an anti-competitive practice. And as we know from the wide variety of antitrust cases that have come out of Silicon Valley in the past, this all comes back to whether or not the companies in play are giving people enough choices, guys. So xAI is arguing that by baking in this AI chatbot at the system level, that's denying people the ability to make choices about what kind of chatbot they use. They say if a chatbot is pre-installed on a device, as it is in this case, and you take it out of the box, there's very little incentive for people to download a different one, given that it's already there. They say that this conduct prevents ChatGPT's rivals, such as Grok, from fairly competing with ChatGPT, and that customers have less choice and receive generative AI products with fewer features and capabilities than they otherwise would have in a competitive marketplace. They are also sort of separately alleging that Apple is manipulating the App Store so that OpenAI's products are preferenced over other AI products out there, namely Grok, and they're asking a judge in Texas now to undo this anti-competitive scheme, they call it, and to recover billions of dollars in damages.
Hey, you know, earlier this week, we had a big anniversary. It was 30 years since the release of Windows 95. I mean, I'm sure everybody remembers using Windows 95. We used it for like 30 years. I think it's still on this computer. I'm, clicking on right now. Or at least it still looks the same. Is it amazing kind of the impact that's had and the staying power? I mean, you pick up any desktop or laptop computer right now, it almost looks exactly the same.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if Microsoft would love to hear that, but yes, it does kind of have similar sort of features and is laid out in generally the same way. I mean, we saw that moving from to Windows 11, the current generation of Windows software. They moved the start button from the sort of bottom left corner to the center of the screen, and huge controversy, right? Like, people kind of lost their minds about that, and Microsoft now gives you the option to kind of put the start menu where it is. Really just speaks to how deeply ingrained that operating system has become in our everyday lives, and specifically in our business lives, right? Microsoft is a huge provider of enterprise software, enterprise computers, and that means that a lot of people get their hands on this stuff and become used to the way it looks. So, you know, yeah, sure, there's maybe style updates, along the way, but they do have a vested interest in kind of keeping things vaguely in the same place, kind of looking generally and functioning generally the same way that it always has, just because they have such a huge market for this and they don't want to damage it.
Yeah.
It is wild. I mean, I know you said Microsoft doesn't want to hear that, but I mean, the layout is like, we've been using the same thing, and if it ever changes,
people lose their minds.
Yes. Right?
Absolutely.
Like, it's crazy.
Just like what you said.
And they say that, like, you know, that's true of not just the operating system, but also their programs as well, right? Many people rely on Microsoft Excel and how that functions and how that works to kind of do their business and to, you know, do their books and whatever it happens to be. And any change that happens to that is going to make big ripple effects, right, throughout their entire business. You're also seeing them start to integrate AI into more and more of these products to kind of varying degrees of success. So it's going to be interesting to see just how they kind of change and evolve with the times while also trying to maintain that, you know, core customer base of enterprise customers.
Yeah. Well, hey, Mike, thanks so much, as always, for joining us. Mike Dubusky, tech reporter, with us live here every Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.